It was a significant day at Geelong on Friday, and it was not only significant for the Australian racing public, but for Neil Werrett, the owner of Ossietra, the daughter of Black Caviar, breaking through at only her second start for her first career win. Neil joins us on Talking Horses this morning. Hi, Neil.
Good to talk to you.
That must be a relief to have that out of the way.
Yes, yeah. I mean, Ossietra raced on New Year's Day down the straight at Flemington, and she did a great job coming third to a couple of very nice horses, and I think the build up to that was a long build up for that. She then went out in the paddock since New Year's Day, and her first start was on Friday, and it's been a long wait. David's done a great job to bring her back, and all the owners were very excited yesterday, and so too was David. I think a very relieved trainer.
She's developed a lot since we saw her that day at Flemington on January 1, and I think that time since then that she's had to develop and grow and improve mentally has made all the difference. Placing her with someone like David Hayes was such a key move, wasn't it, Neil?
Yes. Well, unfortunately, Peter is not able or has given up training or retired from training at present. And we always wanted to keep like Caviar's progeny racing in Victoria. And David's got a very good setup at Euroa, and it was a major decision, and David and Tom and Ben are really good trainers, particularly of fillies, and it was proven this year with their fillies. They've probably had the best lot of fillies in Australia to train, and we were very excited that David was willing to train her, and he's done an amazing job.
And he has the experience to deal with the pressure that inevitably goes with training a horse of this sort of profile.
Yes, that's correct. It has been a fair bit of pressure on him, not from the owners, I must say. We just let him go and let her develop. But as you can see in the media, she has a fair bit of following already. And we just hope that she can continue to develop into a nice filly. She's never going to be anything like a mum, and she's a totally different physique. But she's very speedy, and she flies the barrier, as you probably saw at Geelong. The intention was not to lead, but she came out so quick that Reagan had no option but to lead.
She won by just under 2 lengths, and going away from them, it was a dominant victory after leading all the way. She's a lovely actioned horse, Neil.
Yeah, she's very small, though, which has always been my concern and the other owner's concern. But she's a bit of a flying machine, which you probably expect from an exceeding excel as well. How she develops in the autumn of next year, because she's still developing, will be interesting to see. But David's got a fairly conservative program set out, which he's going to finalise over the next week. But there's a couple of nice, listed fillies races coming up in end of September and October that he's going to aim her at.
He did indicate after the race in a post-race interview on racing.com that he felt she is a black type winner of the future, potentially.
Yeah, well, we hope so. But you wouldn't want to put her at this stage of her career against some of the stronger fillies and colts. So he'll just look after her over the next few months, and hopefully then there are a couple of listed and a Group 3 race coming up over the carnival, so we'll look at David was going to look at those and plan an attack, but he's going to, I think the whole idea was to get the win out of the way on on Friday, and he worked on it. He had that planned for 6 weeks, so he's now putting in action the rest of his program for it.
And it added a bit of excitement to a Friday afternoon meeting at Geelong. Quite a lot of people went out to the course just to catch a glimpse of her, including you.
Yes. Well, most of the owners were there. Unfortunately, four of them were overseas, but Colin and Janine and David and Jill, we were all out there, and all the family. So, no, it was a good day, and it was just good to get a win on the board. We're looking forward to her next start and also the rest of her progeny coming through.
Mm. And what news of Mum Black Caviar? She's in foal to More Than Ready and is due to foal late September. You're no doubt looking forward to that.
Yes, yeah, it's always great excitement when she comes up to deliver her foals, and we're looking forward to it. The Schnitzel filly is developing well up around Scone, and she's really developing into a nice filly. When she'll go get broken in next January, February, and the colt, the Sebring colt, is in pre-training and will come to Melbourne to go to the Hawks team probably in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's Prince of Caviar. What's been the impression the Hawks team have had of him so far?
Well, he went into the Hawks team about 6 weeks ago for a week just doing trot and cantering. So there was no... it was just to give him a feel for the Rose Hill and the racing climate. He had a week there. He then went out for a spell. He's developed, grown. He's over 500 kilos now, and probably will end up, in about 16 one hands, and about 520 kilos when he develops a bit further.
It's a big horse.
Yeah, it's a bit different to her, and he's a lot stronger physically, and. Probably you won't have the initial, speed out of the barriers that the filly has.
Very different types of horses. And, Neil, beyond Black Caviar and her progeny, you have many other racing interests. Run us through some of the horses that you've got coming up over the spring and update us, if you can, the likes of Galo Chop and Chauffeur.
Yeah, Galo Chop has had 12 months off, had a tendon injury, his last starts was winning the McKinnon, which was a really good run. He's been with Darren Weir. He'll start, I think he's going to start in the Lawrence in a couple of weeks. So he's on track, and hopefully if reports continue to are very positive at this stage, so I'm looking forward to him coming back. Chauffeur's had two trials and trialled well, and he'll start in 2 weeks' time as well. So he's a very exciting horse, and as you probably know, in the autumn in Sydney, the weather was so wet and the tracks were so wet the whole autumn. I think you're going to find some of these horses that didn't handle it will come out in the spring, and there'll be a different form reversal, and I'm hoping that Chauffeur's one of those horses.
Okay. And you've got a horse called Risque as well, which is pretty handy.
Yes. Yeah, she's with David Hayes and the team. She's coming back also from an injury, her work's been great, and she'll start next Saturday at Caulfield, her trials are very very impressive, so looking forward to her running.
And on Friday, the filly Ossietra raced in the new set of colours, a variation from Black Caviar's, of course, the green with the black spots. Will her other progeny that you retain an interest in race in those colours also? Is that the plan for the future?
I think so. We haven't actually discussed that, but I would imagine so. But we've retired the Black Caviar silks, and no, they won't be worn by any of her progeny. I think the green, everyone quite likes the green with the black spots, so we'll probably keep those.
And they're winning colours now.
Yes, that's even more important.
Exactly. The monkey's off the back. Well, we'll follow her, as will the entire Australian racing public, with tremendous interest over the next couple of months. And fingers crossed she wins another race, or more than that, potentially gets you some black type. She demonstrated the capability of being able to do that at Geelong on Friday.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to her racing in about 3 to 4 weeks' time, and David will surely put it... You know, and his team will put a good program in place for her. But we just, you know, keep her running in her grades, and we don't want to, you know, we just want to keep her developing over the next 6 to 12 months.
And one thing worthwhile noting too, Neil, is yours and that of the other owners' ability to be so giving to the media and to the public at all times. You've always been so obliging with interviews on the track and off the track, and for that we're very appreciative.
Oh, thanks, Jo. All the owners appreciate, you know, the public's reaction to our Black Caviar and also to Ossietra, and I'm sure the progeny are going to do Mum proud.
What are your thoughts, just quickly, on Winx as she embarks on her return off a huge winning streak, going for her third Cox Plate this year? You can relate, I'm sure, a bit to that pressure.
Yeah, I mean, it's so exciting having a horse like Winx run. It's certainly been, particularly for Sydney, it's been quite exciting being in Sydney with Winx and the public coming out and supporting her. She's an amazing horse, and we've been lucky enough to have a few really nice fillies over the, or mares and fillies over the last few years. So I'm hoping that the Winx continues to win and keep Australian horsing at the forefront of the world.
Neil, thanks for joining us on Talking Horses. Lovely to catch up with you, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again in the not-too-distant future with another winning update on Ossietra in particular.
Thanks, Joe. Look forward to it.
Neil Werrett, one of the part owners of Ossietra, the daughter of Black Caviar, breaking through for her first career win at Geelong on Friday. The future looks exciting for her.